Housing. It's an issue that impacts every single one of us. Well, earlier today, WNYC hosted a conversation about the future of housing in New York City at our live events venue, The Green Space. Mayor Adams, City Comptroller Brad Lander, and other housing stakeholders held court for about an hour. Covering all of it was WNYC's housing reporter, David Brand. He joins us now to tell us more about it. Hello to you, David.
Hey, Sean.
For those of us who are not in the green space today, why was now the time for this conversation and who came? Why did we do it?
New York City is dealing with a serious affordable housing crisis. Mm-hmm. Rents are at record highs. So is the city's homeless shelter population. This is really top of mind to millions of New Yorkers. So Adams says his housing plan would create a 500,000 new apartments over the next decade. But that depends in part on changes to state law. And right now up in Albany, the Assembly, the Senate, the governor are negotiating the next budget. And housing's a core consideration there.
Sure.
So you mentioned, you know, Adams, Comptroller Brad Lander on a panel after Adams. We also had the city's chief housing officer, Jessica Katz, who is pushing the Adams administration agenda. We had City Planning Commissioner Leah Goodridge, who's kind of pushing back on some of the aspects of the plan that Adams discussed. And then we had architect Vishan Trekrabarty.
Did anybody, the mayor or anyone else for that matter, say anything that surprised you?
The mayor definitely did.
Oh.
Now, he talked kind of off the cuff about changing building laws to legalize single-room occupancy and dormitory-style housing. Now, it's not necessarily a new idea. Single-room occupancy buildings have been around for decades.
Yeah.
They have small studio apartments with maybe a bed, maybe a sink, 10-share common kitchens and bathrooms that are located in the hallways. They've been around for a long time. A lot of supportive housing sites in New York City are actually located in old SROs, but they were outlawed in the 1950s. And it was new for Adams to talk about them. And so it's going to be interesting to see if this leads to a bigger conversation about these types of housing.
The mayor has talked about his moonshot housing goal. You mentioned that it's 500,000 new homes over the next 10 years. What does he think needs to happen to make that happen?
Well, the big thing he's been pushing is a tax break for developers modeled off the expired 421A program. And so that program waives property taxes on new development in exchange for some affordable housing development. And then most basically, he kind of led off his conversation today talking about the need for communities to embrace new housing. Both of those ideas got some pushback on the panel after Adams spoke. Lander, the controller, said what a lot of progressive elected officials and housing activists say, and that's that 421A is a giveaway in exchange for too little affordable housing. And then Leah Goodridge, the city planning commissioner, pointed out that some opposition in new housing isn't just straight up not in my backyard opposition. It's this idea that the housing that's being developed is way too expensive and it isn't actually built or designed for the people currently living in the neighborhoods.
Mm. So we're talking about this plan taking place over the course of a decade, right? The mayor's proposals could create homes down the road, but right now, I'm sure if folks have tried to buy a home or tried to rent an apartment, it's a problem right now. There's a housing and homelessness crisis. So how does the plan create new housing now for the people who need it most? And what are you going to be looking forward to?
That's not something that Adams really touched on the conversation today. He didn't really focus on short-term solutions and didn't answer the question when our colleague Josefa Velasquez asked him. She was moderating his conversation in the panel afterward. Now, he has talked about strengthening tenant protections, combating discrimination against people with housing vouchers. But ultimately, he comes back to the long-term need to build new housing for people of all income levels. And mm-hmm. You know, that also gets some pushback saying, yes, that's important. But what's most important is this deeply affordable housing for the lowest income New Yorkers most in need. So I'll be looking ahead to how state lawmakers tackle that question. How do we get move people into housing immediately? How they handle Adams and Governor Hochul's overlapping housing plans? Are they going to introduce new housing vouchers? Are they going to step up enforcement against discrimination? And, you know, like I mentioned a minute ago, I think I'm going to be looking ahead to how his comments on SROs and dormitory style housing, like if that actually opens up some new discussion or if that was a more kind of off the cuff comment from him.
WNYC's David Brand, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.